This is Cap Radio News. Democrats have controlled state politics in California for years, but Republicans still have strongholds in areas like the far north and eastern parts of California. Cap Radio's Nina Sparling talks to two of the area's newest conservative legislators about how they view the future of the party this election season.
Kevin Kiley wants Californians to think more about state politics. He represents Assembly District 6, which extends from Roseville into the Sierra foothills. Kiley says he wants to advance charter schools, address income inequality, and homelessness. But more than anything, Kiley wants to change the culture of the legislature.
Our legislative process doesn't have the sort of debate and discussion and public participation and weighing of the merits of an issue that you ought to have in a well-functioning democratic society.
Kiley says lobbyists and special interests hold way too much sway in Sacramento, and that drowns out the voices of more rural and conservative communities.
A lot of the frustration is when you have more and more power that's taken away from our local communities and is concentrated at the Capitol, and then results in policies that don't reflect the values of our communities.
So Kiley wants to amplify rural and conservative voices by building a center-right coalition in California state politics, which would focus on issues like homelessness, infrastructure, and education.
So that's the sort of thing I've been trying to help contribute to. How can we build a platform for improving the quality of life of Californians, addressing these basic quality of life failings that everyone sees, and have that agenda be distinctly nonpartisan?
Although he's not loud about it, Kiley says building a center-right agenda means distancing himself from the National Republican Party. Mike Madrid has no problem saying California Republicans need to create their own identity. He co-founded the Lincoln Project last year, a coalition of conservatives working to unseat President Trump.
So the Republican Party, it's been a long time since it was an actual viable party in California. By and large, it's been on a decline for 25, 30 years.
Madrid says the GOP in California hasn't evolved to embrace the growing ethnic diversity in the state, but that hasn't alienated its base in northern and eastern parts of California, where the president won a majority of votes in 2016.
So these districts look a lot more like West Virginia or rural Alabama than they do what we stereotypically believe is California. The demographic cohort is essentially the same, and wherever that demographic exists in America, it's usually a red state.
Madrid warns California's GOP may be punished at the polls for sticking to its ways. But Republican State Assemblywoman Megan Daly says the party's traditional values are its strength. She represents District 1 from the Oregon border down to Lake Tahoe, and she's running again, touting the need for better forest management and internet access, which has come to the fore during the pandemic and recent wildfires.
Now the urgency is just amplified. We need broadband, but now we really need it. We can't wait another 10 years. We can't wait to study forest management. We need boots on the ground. We need our timber industry at the table.
Like Kiley, Daly thinks that recent crises could deepen and broaden support for Republicans this election. Many of her constituents are critical of how California has managed the COVID pandemic, and they're paying more attention to regional politics. Daly says her mindset is different from the political norm in Sacramento.
The one-size-fits-all doesn't work for the North State, and we just have a lot of issues up here that are different.
Daly says if she's reelected, she'll keep the focus local and try not to let the national GOP narrative dominate. She'd have to work within a Democratic majority in the state legislature to get something done. That's a balancing act other California Republicans will also be grappling with. Nina Sparling, Cap Radio News.